brought to you by Penguin.
Abolition. Politics, Practices, Promises. Volume 1. Written and read by Angela Y. Davis.
For Gina. Preface. These writings, which revolve around the prison industrial complex, and their abolition, represent collective and, given their relationship to developing movement practices, tentative efforts to comprehend processes responsible for ongoing and systematic forms of devastation in our society. Even as the institution of the prison has always revealed its inadequacies, both as a guarantor of public safety and as rehabilitation for those subject to incarceration, it has nevertheless always advanced its own permanence. Given that these essays were written during a historical moment that is quite different from the present one, I hope that there may be some contemporary value in the insights I share. More specifically, I hope that these writings may assist current movement participants and scholar activists to appreciate the fact that even though there may be no straightforward correlation between the changes we try to generate through radical movement practices and the actual consequences of those practices, these consequences can themselves potentially make a vast difference and may reveal changes that we might otherwise never have known we needed. Every essay in this collection represents thoroughly collaborative insights and practices. And even though I may be listed as the author of the majority of the writings, I would never attempt to claim sole responsibility for the ideas they explore. I revisit them today for the purpose of apprehending the historical, intellectual, and practical progressions and regressions they enabled. And it is in this spirit that I offer them to a broader readership. Over the last years, and especially since the uprisings of 2020 in response to the police murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and too many others, we have witnessed the emergence of a new collective awareness of the pervasiveness of carceral institutions and of our severely stunted capacity to imagine other ways of assuring public health and safety. Although regressive political forces are still in the process of attempting to expunge evidence of this surging consciousness, the political possibilities announced by abolitionist as opposed to reform strategies are increasingly recognized, sometimes even within mainstream public discourse. This, of course, is not to argue that we are actually moving towards the abolition of prison and policing structures, but rather that public conversations about immigrant detention, the family policing system, policing more broadly, and incarceration as the major form of punishment cannot now proceed along with its previously unavoidable partner, reform, without acknowledging abolition as a possible strategy for more habitable futures. At the same time, this is not to imply that because abolition has been barred from mainstream discourse for so many decades, we are now satisfied with its mere acknowledgement. The acknowledgement of abolition as a possible strategy of addressing
sample complete. Ready to continue?